USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Authorities in South Florida are responding early Thursday to a potential building collapse. Authorities from the Miami Beach Fire Rescue said more than 80 rescue units were at the location, including technical rescue teams, along with assistance from municipal fire departments. President Biden will meet with a bipartisan group of U.S. senators on Thursday to discuss their proposed framework for an infrastructure bill. The talks will focus on a $1.2 trillion 8-year spending plan. The Supreme Court of the United States on Wednesday ruled against the California Agricultural Labor Relations Act of the 1960s. That was the one that granted union organizers limited temporary access to agricultural workplaces to speak with laborers. The High Court said the law violates the Fifth Amendment, which bars the taking of private property for public use without just compensation. The court's 6-3 decision was used in the Cedar Point Nursery versus Hasid case. USA Radio News.
All right, we have goat yoga lattes coming up in the yoga room. Hey, Regan, can you go
at Finley's Fitness? Personal trainers shouldn't have to personally do everything.
Awesome. Engage that core. That class started 2 minutes ago. I am late. Hey, Dylan, can you...
Indeed can help them hire the people they need.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Vice President Kamala Harris is heading to the U.S.-Mexico border this week. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The White House announces Vice President Kamala Harris is heading to El Paso, Texas, along the U.S.-Mexico border this Friday, along with the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. But Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz points out on Fox News that the Vice President isn't going where most of the border crossings occur.
She's going where the height of the problem isn't. Let me tell you what Kamala needs to do. Kamala, you need to go to the Rio Grande Valley. Kamala, you need to go to McAllen. Kamala, you need to go to the Donna Tent Facility, which is the tent city your administration has built that is massively over capacity, that has kids in cages.
U.S. District Judge Marcia Morales in Florida cited racial discrimination in a ruling that stopped the loan forgiveness program aimed at farmers' skin color. It was a part of the Biden administration's COVID-19 relief package. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
The Japanese government is implementing a lot of COVID-19 rules to athletes participating in next month's Olympic Games. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The opening of the Tokyo Olympics is just a month away, and some are questioning some of the COVID rules that the athletes will have to compete under. They include an alcohol ban in the Olympic Village, having athletes download several apps that will track their whereabouts, and the possibility of being fined or removed from the games for violating the rules. But Olympic legend Michael Johnson says none of that will matter when the competition starts. The four-time gold medal-winning sprinter tells CNBC that once the athletes get to Tokyo, they'll get on with the business of competing.
They're going to stay focused on the prize. I mean, these athletes have been training for, you know, most of their adult life for this. They've been delayed by a year. They've had the uncertainty last spring as to whether the Olympics were going to be postponed or go on as scheduled in the summer of 2020. And now they know that they're actually going to happen. So they've been preparing to go out there. Once on the field to play or on the track or in the gym, in the pool, they're going to get on with the business of competition.
The first full moon of the summer is set to rise in the eastern sky Wednesday through Friday evenings, and it will appear a little plumper and brighter than normal. The June strawberry moon is marginally considered a supermoon, according to NASA. Luna can appear up to 30% brighter and 14% bigger than normal full moons. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.